Data centres are now using 18% of all electricity consumed in this country, according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. The CSO found that data centres increased their power consumption by 31% last year, while households reduced theirs by 9%. Speaking this morning, Enterprise Minister Simon Coveney said that data centres were needed for economic growth.
There is no technology-based economic growth without data centres. You know, we've got to manage and store data, you know, in a way that allows Ireland to be a tech centre of the world. But we've also got to power that need with renewable power in the future. And that's why we are planning to invest so heavily in offshore wind in particular, but also continuing in terms of onshore wind and solar. And we clearly have some challenges in the next, you know, 2 to 3 years in terms of energy demand. But the medium-term vision for the Irish economy under this government is a tech-based economy. It's full of innovation. It's full of growth.
Minister for Enterprise Simon Coveney. Well, let's talk now to Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD and party spokesperson for climate, environment and biodiversity. Good afternoon, Deputy Whitmore. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Do you accept the fundamental point there made by Simon Coveney that that our economy needs these data centres in order to continue to provide employment and to keep us at the forefront of technological innovation?
Look, I think it's clear that, you know, that data is becoming more and more important in our economy and indeed in the global economy. And I don't think anyone is questioning that. Mm. I suppose when you look at the figures that are out from the CSO today, which show a 30% increase on the electricity consumption of data centres this year, and indeed it was 32% last year, what we're seeing is a significant growth in the electricity consumption of data centres. So the question really that we need to be asking is, how many data centres can we manage? You know, how many can we afford, whether it's from a grid perspective, an electricity price perspective, and indeed our climate commitment perspective. Mm. And one of the difficulties that I and the Social Democrats have is that the government does not seem to have any strategic oversight of the amount of data centres that are going in. There's no real conditions or requirements being placed on data centres so that they become part of the solution and not just, you know, putting huge pressure on our system. And so it's what we're looking for is actually a strategic management of data centres, and we're not seeing that from government to date.
And is there not a strategy and a plan for them to generate more of their electricity from their own renewables? And some of them are doing that to some extent already.
There is. So the last year, Airgrid put a type of moratorium on data centres so that actually they couldn't connect within Dublin. However, there's ways around it. So instead of them connecting to the grid in Dublin and putting increased pressure on the grid, we're actually seeing data centres connecting to the gas networks. And what that will mean is an increase in emissions. So we don't have any one entity that seems to be managing this across government. I actually put a question into the Department of Enterprise when the Taoiseach was the minister, and asked how many jobs data centres were creating. And the Department of Enterprise does not know. So they don't even collate the number of jobs that are being created by data centres. So, you know, there isn't any one entity that has that oversight and strategic management of them. And that is the issue that I would have.
Just a question in relation to this 9% reduction in household electricity usage. Primarily, would you say, as a result of rising costs?
I would think so. I think we would have seen a lot of people reducing their energy usage because of the extraordinary prices that we've been seeing. You know, I know people are doing their bit and they're trying to retrofit and reduce because of emissions, but I do think pricing would have had a significant impact on that as well. But when you look at that, that decrease in residential houses, and it is, you know, welcome that we are seeing that decrease, and you know, hopefully, you know, we'll see a levelling out of the electricity prices, but, you know, the people will still be conscious of the energy usage they have. But we see that people are doing their bit, but that's really been negated by the increase that we're seeing in data centres, and I think that is an issue that government's going to have to tackle.
Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats, thanks very much for that.